Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Okay, and we're down to business. Election fever's hit us, and for the next few days, maybe weeks, all we're gonna read or hear or talk about is the largest election in the world in terms of sheer numbers. Because we may be backward as a country in many ways, but as a population, we grow together. And because there are so many of us, it's not easy to get everyone's attention. And this may sometimes lead to mishaps. Elections are a great source of entertainment that way. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Have you read about how much money is going to be spent this election season? I've lost count because different reports say different things, but it's definitely enough to run a small country, man. Billions and billions and billions of rupees are going to be spent by all sorts of parties, so a billion people can go out and vote for them, so they in turn can be elected and make back all the billions they spent. This is a weird cycle we've gotten to as a country, but that's how we roll. But politicians also know that it's not easy to get all our attention at once. We don't all do or like the same things. So when it's election time, all of a sudden, you're gonna see their faces and symbols plastered, so you remember which button to press on D-Day. Let's take a look at some old and some new methods that surfaced during election campaigning in India. It's a lot of things, but it's never boring. Now, there's always been talks of bots and social media armies that work for different parties and politicians, that they tell us things that we don't normally hear in the news so you can get influenced and vote for someone else. There's been no specific details, obviously, about the location or the number of people, but social media was a huge game changer in recent elections across the country, even in the last Lok Sabha elections, actually. So even this time, I'm sure even though you've been seeing a lot of ads, lots of articles that have obviously been paid heavily for, political parties have realized that they need to be at the top of their game to reach people of all ages. So they're on TV and the newspapers for the people who are used to that kind of media. Then they make sure they're on Facebook and Twitter, and beat this, they don't want to leave any stone unturned, so they're also on TikTok. It's incredible the kind of things that our politicians do so you notice them. Their speeches are now templates for people to put their faces in, and they just give us more and more material to troll them. What can we do about that except get into the game and make fun of them? Release it, release it not. The amount of drama around the Modi biopic, I tell you, way more drama than what's in any movie. Maybe because we live in what really happened. Okay, so these guys on top know that if you have a billion people and there's one thing that more than 90% of them will love, it's movies. And thanks to all these platforms online, you'll never run out of stuff to watch. And it's not just a recent thing, man. There have been movies that came out in the past few months that don't blatantly talk about whom you should vote for, but they're very cleverly disguised as biopics and documentaries and everything. So they're slowly and subtly telling you what to think when you think you're only being entertained. And it's not just one party that's guilty of this. They've all got to keep up with the times. So the next time you watch a movie or a series about real politicians and parties, just think about how there's no difference whether they're on screen or on stage at some rally. So, are they really good actors that they're so natural in front of the camera in a movie? Or are they acting when they're on stage giving these speeches and interviews in real life? One of the oldest tricks in the book during election season is being in the right place at the right time and clicking pictures. You know, I always used to wonder why these politicians used to travel by train across the state when they're so used to flying around in choppers or those fancy SUV cars that only they get to tint. Then I discovered that the railway network in India is so vast and so amazing. Politicians get onto a train and they just get off on the platform at every stop, and then they just hop back onto the train. But when their pictures are in the papers, in the local papers, all the local citizens think that they probably spent some time there. But nope, before the papers have gone to the press, your favorite politician might have already finished stopping at some 50 places, cut some 20 inaugural ribbons, and been the chief guest at some 5 functions. They're amazing, I tell you. It doesn't always work though. Do you remember what happened recently with Hema Malini? She went to Mathura, which is her constituency, and she decided to pose with some random women who were farming. She held a bale of hay in her hand when she was dressed like $1 million. Literally $1 million, I think, because she has fancy sunglasses and jewelry and a nice outfit and everything. She just looked like a fancy dream girl. Poor thing though, she thought she'd have more votes by getting these pictures out, but she just became an easy target for people who were roasting her online. Only shows. A picture is worth 1,000 words, but on social media, you actually get to know what those 1,000 words are. I saw this headline recently. It read, "The battle between Virgo and Gemini." They were referring to Modi and Rahul Gandhi, guys. Yeah, that's a real headline. Now, we've read about all sorts of weird stuff happening in the country. We get frogs mad at if we want more rain. We get girls mad at dogs and trees so their husbands can live longer. So yeah, as Indians, we have read some weird stuff and sometimes we just learn to laugh and let it pass. But when it's election time, nothing is a joke. I think these politicians go and visit astrologers more than they visit their PR managers or social media managers. Now, there has been news about pujas being conducted. Party symbols are sometimes chosen according to astrology. They go and file nomination papers on their lucky dates and lucky times. There's a whole building in Bangalore that's apparently been abandoned because of bad vastu. And this building is right next to the Vidhan Sada. But who needs a concrete building when you're promising to build a nation, right? So what if it takes 15 astrologers and a few crores? Now, this is something we're so used to. Whether it's a wedding or a movie release or the elections, one common factor is using brass bands and firecrackers. Oh, and also, what did they do in Vizag recently to celebrate the airstrikes? That's right, firecrackers. We need these brass bands. We need those drums and horns to get our spirits up, because what else do you have to look forward to in an election? And right from Rajnikant songs to old school Bollywood, brass bands come in and lighten the mood and get everyone dancing, because for those few minutes, you can forget everything that's wrong with the country and enjoy yourself and dance. And firecrackers, I have no idea where and how they managed to get such massive ones, but they do. And sometimes it's been really bad. When there are so many people in one rally, there's bound to be some mishaps. And very often, bodyguards have to dive in and save politicians from fireworks. Imagine going through training to protect people from bombs and people with guns, and then you go on a rally and you have to pull them away from a loose firecracker. Yeah, the highlight of a bodyguard's career, huh? But that's Indian elections for you. Whether it's road shows or ads in the papers or on TV, for a few weeks before any election, all you can see is the faces of these candidates. But which rock do they go hide under for the next 4 years? We'll never know that. But when it's election time, politicians go that extra mile to show you just how ordinary they are. They want us to think that they're like our neighbors, that they're super approachable. So what do? They go out and press clothes. They go and visit some people who live in huts, have meals there. They go on morning walks and meet people from their constituency. They go to the local eatery and make sure we see pictures of them eating all that local food. And they ride bullock carts and bicycles and leave their fancy cars behind. Forget our action heroes, man. I think our politicians need stunt doubles when they pull tricks like these. What's a political rally without a garland? Every place that these politicians go to campaign, their supporters go bring some fancy garlands to throw on them from their terraces or the side of the streets. Remember this one video that went viral last year where someone randomly threw a garland and it landed perfectly around Rahul Gandhi's neck? Someone trained that person for the national basketball team, man. And that's not all. There are garlands made of all sorts of fancy stuff. They try and get the fanciest flowers, or they try and get the maximum number of flowers they can lay their hands on, all the flowers that their money can buy. Then they make garlands out of currency notes, because why not? And someone's always pissed off with the establishment and wants to rebel. So when they get a chance and there's a rally that they can attend, they slip in a garland made of slippers. It's happened so many times across the country, even recently because it's proper election season. And these poor politicians sometimes notice it like a few seconds too late. But you can't deny that we've got unique ways of protesting here in India. What's marketing if you're not present on ground? So TV, newspapers, radio, social media, all of that's taken care of. But we're all real big suckers for merchandise, no? So way back in the 90s, it was only your local tailor and grocer and bank who'd give you calendars with their logos on it. But politicians still think it's a great idea in 2019. Every election, they give away mixers, cycles, TVs, sewing machines, and all of them will be branded with your political orientation. Now, we've already seen bottles, t-shirt, caps, the usual stuff doing the rounds. This year, they've had to up their game because we aren't ordinary people, we're Indians, we need something special. So there's water cups on Indian railway trains that are branded, political mobile phone covers and stickers, coffee mugs, and there are balloons, because why shouldn't you bring a political party into a birthday party? Exciting times, these elections. Politicians make new friends, enemies become allies, others are just running around blaming each other. And although we're a democracy, we elect these leaders, we just get to sit back on our couches and watch these guys go all crazy. It's gonna last a few more weeks for sure, because election time in India is entertainment time. Keep your eyes and ears open for things that can happen only here. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.